A public health group is calling for Melbourne to follow Sydney's example and provide a safe injecting room for drug users. Research by the Burnet Institute shows a four-fold increase in the number of syringes found on the streets of some inner Melbourne suburbs over the past 2 years. The research also shows heroin users are risking infection because of the lack of clean needles. Simon Lauder reports from Melbourne.
The Australian Crime Commission says heroin and other opioid arrests accounted for just 2.9% of national drug arrests last year, the lowest for several years. But for a part of Melbourne where there's a well-established heroin market, the problem seems to be getting worse. Herschel Landers runs a clothing business on Bridge Road in Richmond and is the president of the local traders association.
The problem of deals being done and people sort of coming to that area from outside to look for a source of supply, and also the difficulties of syringes in laneways and on footpaths. And it's very disconcerting to residents who have to confront that. It makes things very uncomfortable for everybody.
There's been an active street-based heroin market in North Richmond for more than a decade, particularly around its high-rise public housing estates and surrounding streets and laneways. Public health research group, the Burnet Institute, says people who inject drugs come to the area from all over Melbourne to buy and use heroin and other drugs. The Institute used data from the ambulance service and drug surveillance systems, feedback from injecting drug users, police, drug services and local government data to take a close look at public injecting of drugs in North Richmond and Abbotsford. The report finds increasing rates of heroin-related overdoses, a four-fold increase in the past 2 years in the collection of needles and syringes from street sweeps, and a lack of access to sterile injecting equipment after hours and on weekends. That's increasing the risk of blood-borne virus infection among people who are reusing syringes. The Institute's Professor Paul Dietz says something has to change.
There's been a fairly heavy and sustained police operations in that area for a significant period now, and yet the drug market remains. So these things are pretty resilient, and what we need is to make sure that we start exploring alternative options. And One of those is to make sure that we work on improving amenity. So we do need to make sure that we are picking up and appropriately getting rid of needles and syringes that are being used. We also need to make sure that people can access programs after hours. At the moment, there is a problem of access in those areas, and that leads to the spread of key diseases like hepatitis C and HIV. And so we need to be really mindful of improving access to services, and we also have to make sure that we get better collaboration between police and law and health to make sure that we don't work against each other in these areas.
Although the Victorian government doesn't support the idea, the Burnet Institute says there's clear evidence that a supervised injecting facility is needed. Professor Dietz told ABC Local Radio there's strong evidence from Sydney and Vancouver that safe injecting rooms work. He says a safe injecting facility could improve the community and it would allow users to be referred to other health and social services.
The state government has for the moment ruled them out, but I think that these are things that we should be actively still exploring. I mean, the resistance from local residents and traders and so forth seems to have dissipated somewhat. So, you know, we had people, not just people who inject drugs, but also other people who were supportive of the idea in the work that we did. So, the reality is that these are things that we could continue to explore, but we do need to acknowledge that that's not part of state government strategy at the moment.
The Institute's report notes some local stakeholders are worried that a supervised injecting facility would further entrench drug use and attract more drug users to the area. But Herschel Landers from the Bridge Road Traders Association says he would like the state government to seriously consider the Burnet Institute's findings.
It seems to me that they've tried compliance, they've tried lots of alternative solutions, but they don't seem to be able to control the issue, and maybe the government needs to look to alternative means to try and control it.
That's Melbourne businessman Herschel Landers ending that report from Simon Lauder.